This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN envoy for Sudan says that the humanitarian deal reached by the country's warring generals is an important first step toward a ceasefire. Volker Perthes said on Friday that the most important thing is that both sides are committed to continued talks. Sudanese military and the country's paramilitary, the Rapid Support Forces, signed a pact vowing to alleviate humanitarian suffering. The United States military is bolstering its defenses and posture in the Persian Gulf. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, this is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels, many of them carrying oil.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
The United States does not seek conflict or escalation with Iran. We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
Kirby announced that starting Friday, the Pentagon is bolstering the U.S. defensive posture in the Arabian Gulf, and more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
High Court in Pakistan has granted
in the hours after Elon Musk announced that he had a new CEO for Twitter, NBC Universe
from arrests.
Outside court, Imran Khan commented on the court decision to grant him protection from arrest and freed on bail.
AP's Charles Ledesma, this is VOA News. Ukrainian military commanders have not only announced that their troops recaptured more territory from Russian forces in the eastern city of Bakhmut, but many may be getting help from an unlikely ally in the war. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shernikova tells us although Russia has rallied for support from Italy, a visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this weekend may be a signal that Italy may assist Ukraine. She also says it's been suggested that he'll speak with the Pope.
Which is also quite interesting because we've heard that Pope was talking a lot about the war in Ukraine, and he is also conducting prayers for Ukraine, and he's trying to help as much as he can. This is according to what he said in some of his statements.
Doctors Without Borders, also known by the French acronym MSF, is sounding the alarm this week as it treats an unusually high number of sexual assault victims in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. VOA's Mariama Diallo explains.
Jason Rizzo is the emergency coordinator for MSF in North Kivu. He told VOA that clashes between the Congolese army and many armed groups, including M23, have recently led to the enormous displacement in the province of 1.2 million.
We've been trying to respond to all of these sort of medical humanitarian emergencies at the same time, and one of the biggest problems that has come up has been the question of sexual violence.
Rizzo said the number of victims of sexual assault has climbed to nearly 50 per day in the past 2 weeks. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Authorities in Bangladesh and Myanmar are preparing to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people, warning them to stay away from coastal areas as a severe cyclone churn in the Bay of Bengal. Cyclone Mocha is expected to hit land Sunday with wind speeds of up to 160 kilometers per hour, gust of wind up to 175 kilometers per hour. Bangladesh, a delta nation with more than 160 million people, is prone to natural disasters like floods and cyclones. The evacuation of nearly 500,000 people is expected to start Saturday, with 576 cyclone shelters ready to provide refuge to those who are moved from their homes along the coast. And that's according to the Bangladesh government administrator. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.